Okay, the Mishnah is being learned. Last week, Nishas is Daniel Ari Ben Avram Kaddish Chatzak LeBroche. Shoma should go to the highest points of Gan Eden. The previous Mishnah, which was Perikim Mishnah, discussed the din of an Onen. An Onen is Pater from Mitzvah Sese. From the after the death of one of the seven relatives, the Tullah Levi is Pater from Shema, is Pater from Shmoneser, is Pater from Tefillin. And the reason for that is three reasons. One is because also going to put him in mitzvah, he's also going to miss the burying his loved one. Number two is tirda. You emotionally can't get it together, so the Torah of Patan of mitzvah sese. Not lavin, and only can't eat, you know, ham. And the third reason is because kovod ames. It's not proper you engage in mitzvah sese when your loved one is not buried. And then the Mishnah expanded that to pallbearers and people that are malav in the coffin. So we said that people that are pallbearers are put from saying kriyashma, because also going to put him in mitzvah. People that are just malava and they're not pallbearing, they're mechuyev. And then we said that's regarding kriyashma, but the Mishnah concluded and said elul p'turim in tefillah. Both groups are p'turim tefillah. This is twofold. Either because you say that Shmon Esrei is considered to be what is min rabbanon, so since it's min rabbanon, they're p'turim from it. Or you say a little bit of a difference for Bartanura, so more than a difference, right? He says you need kavana yaseir. So they're kind of like two diametrically reasons why they are pater from Shmon Esrei, the people that are onanim and the pallbearers. But let's continue now from Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. It says, "Kavrus ames v'chazri mechol haskel ligmar atchel yigila shura yeschilu v'imlaav liyeschilu." This means as follows: until this day and age, we form a shura at the end of Levaya, where the people that came to Levaya form two lines, and the avelim walk in the middle. So the people that buried the mace, they finished burying the mace, they put the aron in the ground, and then they're going to walk to the shura in order to greet Menachem the Avol, the Avelim. So if kavrus the mace v'chazur im yichol l'haschil v'lig morach l'yigil the shura, if they can start kriya shema and finish it before they get to the shura, then they should do it, because you don't say what's going on in mitzvah. So the question is, the first parsha of Kati says from the Bartanura, or does even the Pasuk Rishon in the Gemara, he says in the Rambam, seem to say. But nonetheless, if you can do it, you must do it and finish. If, however, you do not have the ability, the makom of the shura was very close to where they buried the fellow, and there's not enough time to start and finish till you get to the line, so the din is v'im lav lo yeschilu. However, only b'shura, the fellows that are in line already, hapnimim, they're mamish in the front of the line, they can see the avelim right away, they're definitely p'turim mikriyishma. V'achitzainim, however, the fellows that don't see the faces of the mourners, because they're way in the back of the line, then chayav and the chayav and kriyishma. So basically are three groups. The people that bury the mace, if they can get say the kriyishma and finish it up before they get to the shura, they should. If not, they don't have to. Then there's the second group of the people that are in the front of the line that see the avelim right away. They're obviously putting on kriyishma, so mitzvah, putting on mitzvah. And then you have the last group, which is the chitzonim, which are in the back of the line, which haven't even seen the face of the avelim. They definitely should say kriyishma. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Noshim Avodim Ektanah Peturim Kriyashma. Here the Mishnah discusses women and Avodim Ektanah are Peturim Kriyashma Minat Tefillin. What does this mean? Women are Peturim because Mitzvah Kriyashma is a Mitzvah Seshe Zman Groma. It's done in the morning, it's done in the evening. And we know women are Peturim a Mitzvah Zman Groma. Anything Mitzvah says is time bound. So Drosha, the Avodrom writes, they have extra Chiyuvim. So the Torah gave them a leniency of their Peturim. Maral, this is quoted as saying that the women are kodosh, very kodosh, and therefore they don't need mitzvahs depending on calendar year in order to elevate them in kedusha. Whatever the case, maybe there's a din, mitzvahs es yishman grama. Avodim, what's the definition of an eved? A knaini, a person buys a non-Jewish man off the slave market, gives him immediately the tefillah, becomes chayv in mitzvahs like a Jewish woman, he becomes a half-Jew, the Rambam writes. But he's chayv in the same mitzvahs as a woman. A woman is fully Jewish, of course. It's half Jewish, but it's chayv in the same mitzvahs as Lomas Magram and Lotasim. So, in fact, if they have a Kenai Meshachar, according to Rami, you have to put him in the mikvah a second time. He writes the Mashlim is Kedushi Strah. According to Mikvah Yosef, it's only Dindu Rabbonu. But nonetheless, women are Patrim Kriyashim, mitzvahs are Magram, so do our Avodim. What about Ketanim? Even Ketanim, that are Gilichinach, the fathers Mechuyiv to Mechanach them. However, this chiyuv to put upon the father to have them say kriyashma that was not put upon the father. Why is that? Because it's not always found by the father to say kriyashma, so he has a chiyuv chinuch, but regarding kriyashma he doesn't. Yushalmi, though, has a more formal makor. says Noshu Minayin. It says Lumadatam Osobes Benechem. Benechem Lo Benosechem. Avodim Minayin. Shmaya Zol Hashem Lekenu Shem Echor. Mishein Lo Odon Ala Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yotzevet Shish Lo Odon Acher. It's another Odon. Ketanim Minayin Shikosu Lumatiyah Torah Shem Eficha B'Shashuch Toder Bo. What does that mean? Ketanim, why are Ketanim Potter from Kriyashma? Because I guess they have to have the ability Bishashu Tadirba. I guess maybe they're not up. Maybe they're not up, or it's a time where they could be said frequently. And Ketanim are not of that situation. They could say it Tadir. Okay, next did. Umina Tfilin. What does it mean to Potter from Tfilin? Because tefillin also we paskin like the Tan and Menachas. This is tefillin's only biyom and not balayla. Tefillin's only behold, not b'shabbos. Therefore, noshim and avadim are potter because avadim also misses man grama. Why are ketanim potter? Because tam kanam don't know how to watch benikias their bodies for tefillin. We know that says be a special level of kedusha for the tefillin on their bodies. They can't be flatulation while wearing tefillin, and people have to make sure that they're clean lamaisa. And therefore, Lomaisa Ketanim are Potter. The Chayavin, however, these three, Noshim, Avonim, Ketanim, and Chayavin, Betfilah. They're Chayavin, Tfilah, Shmoneshe. Shetfilah is Bakashas Rachim. Everyone needs Bakashas Rachim on himself. Rashi says Tfilah is a Takanas Chachamim, and they're Masakin it for women and Mechanic kids. This is an interesting Machleis Rashi Taisis, where the Din of Mitzvah Sessorship is Man Gram, which is a Ptur of Mitzvah Diraisa, does it apply also to Mitzvah Midurabonah? Machleis Rashi Taisis, and that's Sugim Brachas, Dabchafim Beis. Rashi clearly holds that the Chayav and Tefillah, despite the fact that the Rabbana, there's no call in this Israel, and Grandma Tayyaz happens to argue on that. The Rambam, as we said, the Rambam, I don't know if we said it yet, the Rambam writes in the Mitzvah Dav once a day, Midiraisa, Vavadatas Shem Lokechem, the Gemara in Tainz, Dav Bezim and Alf says, Ezo Vodash Velezo Tefillah, and the Rambam holds it Diraisa, the Rav Zatzal said, because the human condition is Esar. Rabban says it's Esar Mamish. There's no Esar Mamish, then Davening is only with the Rabbanan. But the Rambam holds once a day, Midiraisa, three times a day is the Rabbonin. Okay. Therefore, women, Avonim, Nashim, Avonim, Achayim, and Tefillah, because Mitzvah Esher is Lomas Man Groma. That's where Ram writes Nechus Tefillah. Perak Aleph, Aloch Aleph, and Beis, that's where Rav Kati quotes. Ubi Mezuzah, continuing the Mishnah. What is Mezuzah? Both Nashim, Avonim, Achayim, and Mezuzah, because it's a Mitzvah Esher is Lomas Man Groma, and Mechuyu, the Mechanic of kids, to make a Mezuzah as well, Ram writes Nechus Mezuzah. Ubi Verkes Amozum. Nashim Avonim are Archayim because Moshe. There's a solving in the Gemara where the Mechuyim and Yiraisim and the Rabbonon. What's the sad to say the Mechuyim in a Torah? Because Vachalta Zavata Verachta, it's not Zman Groma. What's the sad to say the not Mechuyim in a Torah? Because why? Arzlon is Chakal in the Kavis. So Rav Kati points out here in the parentheses, Benos Lofchon, what about them? Right? They took it in Nachla, but they only took their fathers. It was supposed to be their fathers. Yeah, Yotzim Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, the Mechuyim in the Rabbonon. Tanam Mechuyim because Moshe in the Rabbonon can the Chakal Mitzvahs. Okay.